Hello, my name is Marty Kelly. I'm one of the pastors here at Grace Church, and I'm here with Pastor Matt.
Hi, guys.
And we just finished up the most wonderful weekend. I will have to say, this is week three of Origins here at Grace Church, and it's probably one of my favorite weeks so far. Why? Because we had a missionary here speaking with us.
Yep.
Brother Ken Rudolph, his wife Jenner, came in for the weekend, and Ken came and spoke and just exhorted us on Sunday morning, came back Sunday night and taught us a little bit, and it was just an absolutely phenomenal weekend as we were able to learn from him. But Ken Rudolph, like I said, is one of our missionaries. He serves in Germany, has been served with young people in Bible camps for many, many years, and seen literally hundreds of people come to Christ.
A great ministry.
And in fact, in January, we are taking seven of us men, we are joining with Ken Rudolph, and we're actually going to Kusel, Germany, where we're going to have the opportunity to be a part of the refurbishment of a camp that was once a camp that was designated for training young people in the ways of communism, now has been set apart to teach young people in the ways of the gospel.
It's way cool.
And so I will tell you, that gets my Jesus going. I'm really excited about
that. A former camp used to train in this particular way of thinking, now being used to teach how to spread the gospel.
And this is just the kind of thing that Ken Rudolph, he just has a nose for these things. He can find these kinds of ministries, and God has his hand on him, and he's using him. But he spoke Sunday morning, and he gave us a message from the Word of God, which just was absolutely phenomenal. It was a simple message.
It was.
Three points.
Yeah.
You had something you could just take home with you and think about and pray about. And I'll tell you what, the most significant takeaway that I had from Sunday morning was the fact that he spoke from 2 Corinthians 4:13. I've never heard this passage used this way before. But he brought out the whole aspect of a spirit of faith.
It's
our faith that distinguishes us as God's people from those who don't think like God's people, those who have a worldview or a secular worldview, as opposed to those of us who have a biblical worldview. We just look at things differently.
Right.
And it's through the lens or through the eyes of faith.
Yeah, I agree. And that was my first exposure to Ken, meeting him and hearing him preach. And it was clear. He used humor really, really
well.
Shut up! Yeah. It's just really, really good. And good, clear points. It's just good to hear truth delivered clearly and compellingly.
Amen.
And just an overarching thought I had was, you know, he had foundational truths for faithful living to build your life on. And it's just another good reminder that objective truth exists, that there is such a thing as truth. Francis Schaeffer used the word true truth to get this across. And in a world where you know, language like my truth, or basically another way of saying what's true for you is true for you, it was just another really good reminder that there are things that are true. And when we say objective, we mean they're true regardless of what we think about them.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is alive. He rose from the dead. Whether we accept that or not, he's still seated at God's right hand. It was really, really good to
and
hear things like that.
And the way he
delivered.
The way he delivered it Sunday morning was in that Ken Rudolph simple style.
Sure.
I mean, for example, point number one, God is the maker of heaven and earth.
Yep.
Any questions?
Yeah, sure.
He created it all.
I think he actually said it that way. Any questions?
That's right.
It was great.
And
yeah,
it was just in his own style and his own way, and Pastor Phil mentioned it Sunday, that his preaching was, there's a simplicity to it, but it reaches down and it grabs your heart, it draws you near, and it's very informative, and it helps you to understand the Word of God.
Yeah,
but God is the maker of heaven and earth, and he mentioned Psalm 19, 1 through 6.
You know,
the heavens declare the handiwork of God. I mean, it just makes good common sense that there is a God.
Yeah.
But he did also mention this, that to the young people, he does turn aside at times, and he does speak directly to the young people.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, young people, you're going to be challenged for your faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, faith is the foundation.
Right.
It's the origin of truth in our heart. But you're going to be challenged in your faith as you're confronted with these simple truths in the school.
Yeah.
that you attend.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He went on to talk about
and,
that.
And you know, he mentioned a really good book, Josh McDowell's Evidence mm-hmm. That Demands a Verdict. Mm-hmm. That book has been around for a long time now. I mean, for a relatively long time, but is still just incredibly helpful. I mean, he just charts all of these big questions. And, you know, he uses this illustration in that point. He's talking about the development of the evolutionary process, basically this the assertion that life starts from this blob. Mm. And, you know, the way he said it was, you know, this blob decided he didn't want to blob around anymore, so I'll have nubs. And just the way he told that exposed
That's right.
If we could say the final absurdity.
Yeah.
That something comes from nothing, the development of all of these things. And then he used this great line, Marty, that I think is so helpful, and it's worth all of us remembering, that it when you just lay everything on the table, it's going to take more faith. Your leap of faith mm-hmm. is going to be larger to believe that all of this right. happened by a cosmic accident than to believe that God
and
is
the
And
he uses the words from 2 Corinthians 4 when he says it's a spirit of faith.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ, and by his spirit which indwells us, gives us that ability
yeah.
to discern and to understand and perceive
right.
things
yeah.
from a biblical perspective
yes.
as opposed to those who do not have
hearing
Christ.
Critically, hearing with discernment, all of those things are wonderful virtues that a Christian needs to try to cultivate.
The second yeah. point he made is just as simple as the first one, and that is the Bible is God's Word.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say it any more simply than that.
Yep.
But he did point out, he said, beware. Hmm. People are going to challenge you with some of these simple truths, but these are foundations. These are foundational truths of our faith. You can stand on these things. This is God's Word, and you can count on it. You can believe it.
Doesn't everything we finally believe come down to our view of Scripture?
It does.
We believe about
yes.
the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell our college students and our young adults all the time, when we're trying to say that the Bible is God's Word, what do we mean? Well, basically, we're saying what the Bible says, God says. Such a way that if we disobey or disbelieve the book, we're going to disbelieve God Himself. Mm-hmm. The two are that connected. And he sharing his own story of having to deal with that question. But it really does just even for individual disciples and for the life of a church come down to what we think about Scripture.
Yeah,
we find
sure
it. So it's so very important to cultivate a high view of Scripture. This really is.
And
that's
he gave some infallible proofs for the Scripture, and he shared some of those
prophecies.
Things.
He mentioned some prophecies that have been fulfilled.
The eyewitness of Peter. There's just a number of things. And then he tied it in. He gave us a precursor of what he was going to be speaking on that evening, on Sunday evening, from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Simple truth, foundational truth.
Yep.
But one that may seem absurd to a non-perceiving mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was very good how he approached that. And then the final thing, just simply the gospel.
Yeah, yeah, the good news.
The good news, that's right.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to hear how he unpacked that with us from Ephesians 2:8-9. Mm. It's by grace we've been saved. You know,
a verse we all know,
mm-hmm.
going to Ephesians 2:8-9, a verse we all know, but is clear on faith and grace and all of those things alone as the good news.
Mm-hmm.
Just another really good reminder that this is the power of God for salvation.
And it was amazing how he tied the two together, the spirit of faith.
Yeah.
And then grace in our lives. And it was amazing how he tied the two together.
Mm.
The gospel is by grace.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just as simple as that. Salvation cannot be lost.
Right, right.
An amazing truth from the Word of God.
Yeah.
The gospel is transcendent.
Yeah.
You know, all of us can run to God in our time of need, and He's there. He hears us. And then the gospel is to be proclaimed.
Yeah, yeah. And which He spent His life doing is a great example of that. Yeah, yeah. How can it be that we can know the truths of Christ, know the truths of the gospel, and not be compelled to share them? That's one of my great. Confessions often is that, Lord, why am I so slow when I believe these things about Jesus? And I want to be more and more zealous in the way that he shared it.
For someone like me, I think one of the greatest takeaways is you don't have to be a great theologian Like, he made mention of the fact, I don't have a doctorate degree. He was what? He's working on his honorary doctorate.
That's so funny. I'm working on my honorary doctorate. That's right. And he said, some people get that because you don't work on an honorary doctorate. Somebody gives it to you, right? So it's so funny. And yeah, I mean, just the whole setup of Ken's time with us was, and he was not trying to, he was not trying to be negative towards the other guys that have come by any means, but you know, I don't have a doctor, I don't have a, right. I don't have a anything like that. You can just be a simple. That was really the framework for.
But
his
I could feel him drawing in the congregation. Yeah. It's okay if you don't have all of the knowledge, and it's okay if you don't have the parchment. Mm-hmm. You can be a witness for Christ.
Yeah, you can.
You can go out and you can share the good news of the gospel. Yeah. It's simple. It's A, B, C.
Yeah. Was it? It was Adrian Rogers said the gospel is gloriously simple and simply glorious.
Yeah.
Gloriously simple and simply glorious. And it was just a good reminder. But again, that was kind of the framework of his talk was, hey, I don't have any of these big degrees, but I'm going to deliver this truth because this is what I believe.
Right.
And
that's a good point because he did mention in so many words that the evidences of truth many times are displayed with a light that's lived for Christ.
Yeah, sure.
People see Christ in us.
That's well
and
said.
That's one of the greatest witnessing tools.
And that even kind of reaches back to Christopher Yuan's time with us the week before, mentioning there's, you know, part of his talk with us and his strategy with us was you can draw people in by the kind of life you live, by a light that shines brightly. That's a good reminder. That's a good point.
And then, Matt, we moved on to Sunday night.
Yeah.
Sunday night was altogether different.
It was, yeah.
A lot of information. He spent the summer reading this book in the beginning.
In the beginning,
and God gave him a direction to go from there. He chose the flood account.
Yep.
It just gave us, I don't know, 40, 45 minutes worth of information,
right.
Showed this video with that information, just reestablishing the fact that, hey, this is a theory, yes, but there are other theories that you can consider. And the fact that we approach God from a biblical worldview, will cause us to also look at some of these other ideas and concepts that might direct us more toward God.
Yeah. And another good reminder, too, I was an English major, religious studies minor at a state school.
Mm.
So a lot of these things I had been exposed to, and these really are questions people have, worldwide flood, Adam and Eve, all of these sort of that we would consider the kind of that primeval Christian history. But it's another good reminder, too, along with the idea of objective truth, that as Christians, we don't need to run from science. We don't need to be afraid of science. We shouldn't expect the Bible to be a science textbook, but we should want to see the two coalesce and come together
as
much as possible.
And when you think about what he shared Sunday morning, when you think about the fact that it's our faith that sets us apart.
Right.
We don't approach this subject matter from a pure, you know, mental perspective.
Yep.
It's from the Word of God
and
from our faith in Christ and faith that God is the one who created. And we go back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
That speaks for itself.
It does.
Simple. And yes, there are those who will argue against it, but we stand on our faith, we stand in our belief, and that's concrete because the Bible said it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was just great, you know, a man who he really studied for the summer, and he delivered that. And I'm always, as a pastor, looking around at the people around me, if they're nodding their heads or if they're falling asleep or if they're anything like that. Everybody was very engaged, and I was as well. My wife was. I just thought it was really helpful. The whole day was a really good day.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good to have him in general with us.
Tell us a little bit about what we have coming next.
Sure.
Week.
Yeah. So again, guys, thanks again for tuning in, Pastor Marty, Pastor Matt. We're really grateful for you. We're coming into our last week of Awesome August. We're going to have Brian Osborne with us from Answers in Genesis. Some of you are probably familiar with Answers in Genesis. They've been with us before. And so it'll be the same as we've had on Sunday morning and Sunday night. We're also going to have a Monday night session. I think that's at 7, is when that starts, Monday evening. And so please take advantage of what's coming up as well. Again, encourage you. Josh McDowell, Answers That Demand a Verdict. I can't remember the name. Is that what it was?
In fact,
that
was.
Yeah. Josh yes, McDowell evidence somewhere. Evidence that demands a verdict. There we go. Yes. Sorry, Josh. And in that book, In the Beginning, if that really sparked you, if that was a good thing to do. Be in prayer for Pastor Marty as he's heading to Germany pretty soon in the early 2020 for that trip. And so again, we're truly grateful for Ken and grateful for you tuning in. Thanks, guys.